You're listening to The Mark White Show.
That's a good how do you do.
Have you been searching for a rewarding career as labor, skilled labor, or lead man supervisor? Premier Structures may have the career you've been looking for. Premier Structures offers three stages of profit sharing, 70% of health insurance covered for individuals, and plenty of room for growth. Premier Structures is located in Athens, Alabama, and serves all of North Alabama, and is licensed in Alabama and Tennessee. To find your career with Premier Structures, go to premierstructures.com or give them a call at 256-232-2092. Bob Sykes Barbecue Restaurant has been a staple in Birmingham, Alabama for decades and is celebrating its 65th anniversary. This history is shared in a new book, From the Pit to the Plate, the story of Bob Sykes Barbecue by Birmingham author Nikki Sepsis. The book is a story told by the Bob Sykes family of how Bob Sykes Barbecue is much more than a beloved family business. It's a restaurant that honors a Southern culinary tradition of food and fire. Bob Sykes Barbecue also is a fixture in the greater Birmingham area and even beyond, bringing diverse crowds of diners from the metro area and all over the country to Bessemer every day of the week, except Sunday, for award-winning barbecue. For more information about Bob Sykes Barbecue, go to bobsykes.com. Sykes is spelled S-Y-K-E-S.
Sometimes life brings you a moment you always will remember. Some of nature's most beautiful creations, framed by places we know and cherish. And aren't we in luck that some of life's most memorable scenes are right here at home, all together at Alabama the Beautiful, the group on Facebook where the eye captures the moment, and it really does last forever.
Be sure to check out AlabamaTheBeautifulMagazine.com.
With six convenient locations to serve you, Bankston Motorhomes is your local RV dealer. They have some of the top brand name RVs for sale at incredible prices. Whether you are looking for an awesome RV for a long-term road trip or a smaller or more lightweight RV for the occasional weekend getaway, Bankston Motorhomes is here to provide you with some outstanding options and deals that you just won't find anywhere else. For more information, go to BankstonMotorhomes.com or visit one of their six convenient locations in Huntsville, Florence, Warrior, Albertville, and Ardmore in Nashville, Tennessee. That's Bankston Motorhomes.
Hey, everybody, this is Daryl Worley, and you're listening to The Mark White Show. Hey, step up and make a difference like he does.
This is Nico Johnson from Andalusia, Alabama, assistant football coach at University of Texas. Be where your feet are. You listen to The Mark White Show.
Hey, y'all, this is Jeff Foxworthy, and you, yeah, you can make a huge difference in somebody's life. You just may not have figured out how yet, and that's why you're listening to The Mark White Show.
Hi, I'm Crystal Gale, and you're listening to The Mark White Show, and one smile can make a difference.
Hello, I'm Gene Stallings, and this is The Mark White Show. Get off the sideline and get involved and make a difference in your community.
You are listening to The Mark White Show. My daddy is your host, Mark White.
Welcome to another edition of The Mark White Show as I come to you from Birmingham, Alabama, to talk about Red Mountain Grace. Now, just to give you a little insight on how this happened, Mandy Pilgreen had posted about Red Mountain Grace. Mandy Pilgreen was a roommate with Kim Stone, and what Mandy had said at that time was it was something that Kim would really have believed in and supported, and I saw that, so I offered to have Red Mountain Grace on The Mark White Show, and another friend of mine, Tina House, she made the connection between me and Austin, and so right now I have Liz McCullough, Austin Hardison, and Natalie Cross here at the table as I come to you from Red Mountain Grace. Welcome to The Mark White Show, Liz.
Thank you. We are humbled to be here with you today.
Well, I appreciate what you all are doing. I spoke to Van Sykes. I mentioned this just a few minutes ago, that I spoke to Van Sykes at Bob Sykes Barbecue, and several years ago through their Barbecue and Blues Festival, which is coming up April 29th, they supported Red Mountain Grace. So I think that's really cool to have all the different connections to bring us here today and to acknowledge that it takes each person taking a step to make something really great happen.
I would have to agree. I think we're a nonprofit and kind of in a unique position because the people around us, our immediate community, will never need us. So anytime that we can get the word out and let people know who we are and what we're doing is fantastic.
Well, let's start out with who you are, and then we'll talk about what you're doing to bring Mark White Show listeners on board with Red Mountain Grace.
Yeah, so we are a nonprofit based out of Birmingham, Alabama. We were founded in 2013. One of our founders just got together with a buddy, and they saw a need in Birmingham for extended medical housing. You don't really think about it. So we service families that are displaced. They live outside of a 50-mile radius of Birmingham, and they're in town for long-term unexpected medical stays. So heart transplants, NICU stays, trauma ICU, anything that just requires a very long stay in a hospital or another facility for long-term treatment. So those families need to stay close to Birmingham, and they have nowhere to stay. So you're looking at a hotel stay, which is our average cost of a hotel stay in Birmingham is $200 a night. So imagine our average length of stay is 43 nights. So times that by 200, and that's a lot of money. And a lot of people don't have that just sitting in their bank accounts. So our mission is to provide them with clean, safe, and affordable apartment housing for $10 a night. So we provide them with a fully furnished apartment. They can cook meals. They've got space. They've got quiet, you know, spaces away from the hospital. And that is who we are.
And Liz, we're talking about people who are having a sudden change in their normal routine. A lot of times individuals find out that they have some health issue, and it shifts their world in a way that things like hotel stays complicates. It complicates the issue because most people are working paycheck to paycheck, have not just an endless income to be paying for a place outside of their own home. They start to get concerned about their own rent. How will they keep their house up? Because they're having to sacrifice money elsewhere and all the traveling and all the other expenses that go with it. And this is so important and so needed to bring the awareness to what you all are doing and to help people realize there's a way they can support this effort when maybe they've been touched by that. They understand what it's like to have to travel 300 miles from home to St. Jude or go to Children's Hospital or one of the other hospitals and have a major health issue fixed by the medical team and all the expenses that go with that. It's just that basic understanding of this is a necessary need that Red Mountain fills for families.
Yeah, absolutely. So we operate about an average wait list of 30 families. So we have around 30 families at all times that need a place to stay. You know, we have a lot of cancer proton therapy patients. They have special diets. You can't really accommodate that with a mini fridge. We have transplant patients. They're fragile. They can't be around other people and constantly going back and forth between a hotel and even their family members. Because something that is unique about us is we'll serve the caregiver. The patient doesn't have to stay with us. You know, a lot of our guests are in the hospital. So we serve their caregiver. We serve their families, allow their children to stay. So, you know, not, you know, all the time you can't fit, you know, a caregiver and two kids in an apartment or in a hotel.
Right.
And there are other hospitality houses that don't allow siblings to stay, or they don't allow both parents to stay depending on the situation. So we really try to keep families together, give them the space that they need to quarantine. If that's, you know, a concern for them, this a kitchen to cook a meal to accommodate for those diets so that they can heal.
Can you imagine a person who is going through this struggle with their health, and they can't bring the one person they really depend on with them because of the expense of it? That's a really sad situation that people have run into where they're all alone. They, especially during the COVID period where restrictions were placed on medical facilities. And so this is very important to think about it on the caregiver side too, to be able to provide that place for them to stay while they tend to and care for the person that they love and care about.
Yeah, absolutely. You have, you know, we'll get inquiries from guests who are staying in their cars in the parking deck of a hospital, you know, while they've got a loved one in trauma. That's a very common issue that pops up for us, and it's really heartbreaking. You know, you're facing, obviously, medical bills, you know, commuting, all these unexpected expenses that come up, and then you've got to have a place to stay. And you know, a lot of them are sleeping in waiting rooms or in the room, and it's not comfortable, and there's a lot of stress on the caregivers. They need space and they need to be cared for too, so we really strive to provide them with a community and support. you know, we'll offer up whatever they want and need, you know, meals, companionship, just being there for them, and to ask questions. So you're so far from the people that are supporting you, especially as a caregiver. So being able to be there for people, I think, is probably one of the most rewarding things about what we do.
When I was with Van Sykes at Bob Sykes Barbecue, the key word in our conversation was community. And people are looking for ways to make a difference. They want to make a difference, and they need to be shown how they can make a difference. Now, we have with us Austin Hardison, and I want Austin to jump in and talk about this community aspect of bringing people together for Red Mountain Grace, how important it is now that Liz has shared with us about the importance of this organization on your viewpoint, your vantage point of Red Mountain Grace.
Yeah, so Mark, I think one of the reasons that I enjoy my role at Red Mountain Grace, or what makes us distinct, is that community aspect. To continue to talk about Van and his generosity, leveraging his business to make a philanthropic gift to support us, because at $10 a night, the cost that Red Mountain Grace incurs to manage and clean and run and provide furnishings for these apartments does not equate to $10 a night, right? So that discount that's provided, that gracious hospitality that's provided to our guest, there are others that have come into the fold and that are supporting them through their generosity. And that might be a monthly gift, that might be an organization or a business or a church that's an apartment adopter. And they've come alongside at $15,000 a year and said, we're going to stand behind this particular unit and serve the families in that unit. So going back to your point of community, I believe that we all have been given gifts and talents to make a difference. And so some of those people, some folks have the ability to write a check and make a gift that. Some of the folks have the gift of presence and volunteering, right? We rely on volunteers to clean units in between guests, right? And I don't know many people that enjoy scrubbing toilets for fun, but to care for a family that's going through a medical crisis and to give them a place that I wish that we could just bottle up the emotions that we see on our guests' face when you walk them into a Red Mountain Grace unit, when you check them into a Red Mountain Grace unit. You almost see this respite just fall over them to say, man, you know, we've been sleeping in our car or a waiting room, or we've been paying hundreds of dollars a night for a hotel room, and we get to have this place that we get to call our own, right? Like that is our mission of gracious hospitality, and that's only done because of the community of supporters and partners that we have at Red Mountain Grace.
And I love that, because you think about the struggle that people are going through, as we talked about earlier, and to have that relief, that sense of relief that, okay, we've got a place to stay, we're going to be taken care of while we're here, and not struggle financially. That's a huge part of the financial struggle that people go through, is a place to stay. If they don't have family or friends that are living close by that they could just happen to stay in their house for 40 some odd days or longer, then they're in real trouble. Because say they have a $1,000 house payment that they make. Well, as I mentioned earlier, they're going to have to sacrifice probably their house payment to have new lodging. If they have children back home, it's even a bigger issue, because then they have to have somebody take care of their extra children. That's a burden that they shouldn't have to deal with. But what's really sad is hearing how long the wait list is, and we need to get that up to they're not waiting any longer.
Yeah, so we currently operate 20 apartments within the downtown Birmingham area, and that's all because of proximity, right? If you're a lung transplant patient, you have to be in a close proximity to the hospital. We also don't want our guests, another just adding to the trauma or the burden of their medical care is that commute. So we want to be in the neighborhoods and in the areas that are convenient for our guests when they're receiving world-class healthcare here in Birmingham. UAB is the only level one trauma hospital in the state. It also does a high volume of transplants. So we're getting folks from actually all over the world coming to Birmingham for top tier medical care. So to solve that problem, again, we leverage multifamily. There are other organizations in hospitality housing that do phenomenal work and provide respite for families going through medical crisis. But our uniqueness is to use a single apartment to give that gift to our guests to stay in their own apartment unit that they can call their own, that they can have the comfort of home, that they can cook a meal, they can do laundry. When you think about all the beeps and chimes and trauma just of the hospital, navigating the parking deck, right, navigating downtown travel, we want to provide that respite through our units. And so those are things that we have to think through of the quality and the type of unit, parking convenience just for our guests at our apartments, right? How do they access those units? If you're a certain type of transplant guest, you might not be able to navigate stairs. So how do we alleviate that barrier as well? So we currently operate 20 apartments within the downtown Birmingham area.
Right now, folks, we're at Red Mountain Grace in Birmingham, Alabama. I'm talking to Austin, Liz, and Natalie. And when we come back, let's have a call to action. We've talked about what Red Mountain Grace does. Now let's talk about what you can do to help. I hope you'll stick with us. You are listening to The Mark White Show, and I'm your host, Mark White.
We can make a difference. All we have to do is try. Every day's a chance to change somebody else's life. Let's all do something good today.
Bob Sykes Barbecue Restaurant has been a staple in Birmingham, Alabama for decades and is celebrating its 65th anniversary. This history is shared in a new book, From the Pit to the Plate, the story of Bob Sykes Barbecue by Birmingham author Nikki Sepsis. The book is a story told by the Bob Sykes family of how Bob Sykes Barbecue is much more than a beloved family business. It's a restaurant that honors a Southern culinary tradition of food and fire. Bob Sykes Barbecue also is a fixture in the greater Birmingham area and even beyond, bringing diverse crowds of diners from the metro area and all over the country to Bessemer every day of the week, except Sunday, for award-winning barbecue. For more information about Bob Sykes Barbecue, go to bobsykes.com. Sykes is spelled S-Y-K-E-S.
Athens Bible School is accredited by Advance Ed, a member of the National Alliance of Concurrent Enrollment Partnerships, and is a satellite campus of Calhoun Community College. For more information, call 256-232-3525 or visit our website at athensbibleschool.org.
With six convenient locations to serve you, Bankston Motorhomes is your local RV dealer. They have some of the top brand name RVs for sale at incredible prices. Whether you are looking for an awesome RV for a long-term road trip or a smaller or more lightweight RV for the occasional weekend getaway, Bankston Motorhomes is here to provide you with some outstanding options and deals that you just won't find anywhere else. For more information, go to BankstonMotorhomes.com or visit one of their six convenient locations in Huntsville, Florence, Warrior, Albertville, and Ardmore in Nashville, Tennessee. That's Bankston Motorhome.
For those of us who are directly responsible for the care of loved ones, we want to do the very best we can to take care of them. This is where estate planning is so important. With estate planning, you can still take care of your loved ones even when you're gone. I encourage you to make a plan by going to BamaEstatePlanning.com. Harlan Mitchell has all the tools you need to make a solid plan for your family, just like I did. That's BamaEstatePlanning.com. Make a plan and do it today.
No representation is made that the quality of legal services to be performed is greater than the legal services performed by other lawyers.
This is Cora White inviting you to tune in every Saturday to Cora's Corner on The Mark White Show.
Back. We have with us Natalie Cross, Austin Hardison, and Liz McCullough with Red Mountain Grace in Birmingham, Alabama, as they talk about providing lodging, a respite, as Austin said, for those who have a medical condition, a medical emergency, where maybe they're waiting on a transplant, they have to be close by the hospital, but they live too far away for that to be appropriate for them to stay in their own home. Welcome to the show, Natalie Cross.
Thanks. Thanks for having us.
What's your role here at Red Mountain Grace?
Yeah, so I'm the operations coordinator here at Red Mountain Grace. So I manage the op side of all of our units. So onboarding units, making sure they are properly furnished and have the things that they need that are meeting the needs of our guests. And then also just, you know, our functionality side to make it easy for our guests to navigate how to pay rent, how to put in maintenance requests, and how to stay comfortably. So I am on the operations side, so the back end, the things that are keeping the guests sheltered.
That's where what Austin described is that sense of relief. You are that sense of relief because you have prepared this room, you've prepared this place for the family to go, okay, this is taken care of.
Yeah, that's what I hope. I mean, and really with the support of our volunteers, I mean, that's not something that I or any of us can do alone. We really do rely on that community to support us and come alongside us to be able to provide that for our guests.
What is the challenge that you find for people being reluctant or hesitant to come on board?
Yeah, I think that being local to Birmingham, we have to reach the people around us that don't need what we have, but need to see what we're providing. So I think the biggest obstacle is just making sure we jump over that speed bump and tell people, you know, this is what we're providing for people that come to our city. So when they're coming to our city, what is it that they need and how can we help them feel at home? I mean, we talk about gracious hospitality and the Lord calls us to be hospitable where we are in our homes or in our city. And I think that relating it back to just what meets their heart and their pain points and helps them understand, you know, what we're providing. And so when they have a medical stay in Birmingham or they need to see a specialist or they need cancer treatment, you know, they already have everyone right there around them. And so we, being in the city of Birmingham, need to provide that for the folks that are coming in town. So I think that's just our biggest obstacle right there. And you know, people have more flexibility these days, and so it's been great to see volunteers step up because they work from home and they have a couple hours here or a couple hours there, and they tell us their availability on what they can do and how they can serve. And we've seen that grow tremendously in the last several months.
What's your background, Natalie?
Yeah, so I majored in psychology, and then I have been in business development and operations since then, and I was in worked for a real estate group previously before this job. And so I was on the, you know, contract side of things. And so I guess I have a little bit of everything of a background. I'm a mom, two babies. So, yeah.
And you definitely have a purpose here with what you do with Red Mountain Grace. It's so important, the work that you are doing. And you understand that, I hope,
absolutely,
and are appreciated because it is a big job and undertaking to satisfy the families, because they are in such a difficult spot that you're having to manage and, you know, sometimes be really careful about what you say and do.
For sure.
to accommodate.
Yeah, absolutely.
Because you may be dealing with the worst time that they've ever had in their entire life. This,
yeah,
could be their worst moment.
Oftentimes we are. And you have to understand, you know, when people go through traumatic experiences, they're not themselves, you know. And so that gracious side of gracious hospitality is important as we, you know, try to provide comfort for these guests that stay with us.
Let's jump back over to Austin for just a minute. Austin, let's talk about your background. Where did you come from? Is this something that you knew you wanted to do when you were much younger?
Yeah, Mark, I've got about a decade of fundraising experience and nonprofit experience. I have worked at UAB before and then have been with some other nonprofits in Birmingham. So this is not what I necessarily dreamed up. As a kid, I wanted to be a baseball player, right? But you called this out in Natalie, and you can see this with all of our team and our volunteers that we have a passion for this organization and for caring for our neighbors. And so I think that this organization allows us to use the giftings that the Lord has given each of us to care for our neighbors and to care for our guests. And while we are a not-for-profit, we're still a business and still an organization. So how do we grow? How are we responsible with the gifts that our donors entrust upon us and steward upon us? So I didn't grow up wanting to be a fundraiser, right? Like most people are scared of asking for money, but I do think that this is a unique intersection of nonprofit, hospitality, multifamily, real estate as well. So it's a little bit of this unique concoction.
Maybe you can give us something for the listeners that are in positions similar to yours where they're having to ask for money. How do you get over that? How is it? Because most people, if you ask them, are you a salesman? Are you a person who can ask for money? Oh, no, no. They can ask for a lot of things, but money's just a very difficult thing to get over that hurdle to have that conversation with someone and to get down to brass tacks. This is what we need.
Yeah. And Mark, I've brought this up a little bit earlier in our conversation. I think money is just one vehicle or one resource that we have. Time is another, knowledge, giftings, et cetera. But in terms of asking for a financial contribution, right, I would ask you or your family or your business, right, to think about if Red Mountain Grace is something that you want to learn more about or that you're called to support. I would ask you to think about a meaningful gift, right? What is meaningful to you and your family or your colleagues or your church, whatever the entity is that would be making that support. A lot of folks give. There's a really interesting podcast on this that Scott Harrison, who's the founder of Charity Water, did, and he brings up the fact that a lot of folks say and use this term "give back," right? But I think that we, as believers and at least as an organization here, live out of just this posture of generosity and just giving. Right, giving back means that I've already had my fill, and then I'm gonna give whatever is left over. Right, and Scott kind of reframes the paradigm and the thought around just actually giving and generosity. And what our board sees, and what I see in our volunteers and our partners here at Red Mountain Grace, you know, the parable of the Good Samaritan that we're all probably familiar with, even as believers or not as believers, mm-hmm. you see how he loves his neighbor in that situation, and how you know, the man is cared for and what that looks like. And the Samaritan actually, you know, puts him up and pays for his wages. And he even says, you know, if you need more, right, you need to go above and beyond, I'll come back and I'll take care of that and pay for that. And so it's what I think we've seen, and something to celebrate is we've had guests stay with us in the past that at the time are going through this traumatic experience, but if, you know, down the road become monthly donors, they've gotten their business to get involved and to make a gift. And it doesn't have to be, again, philanthropic contributions. It could be are you know, the way that Van has used with his business. They've taken a percentage and raised some necessary funds, right, for our organization that allows us to serve additional families. Are you in you know, some type of furniture staging, right? And from a real estate standpoint, you know, Natalie had a background in real estate, and they had contracted with a company to stage homes, right? So do you have access to a linen company? Do you, I mean, we had a group from Children's Hospital. They brought us 6-8 cases of paper towels from Sam's, right? That are quality that we get to then stock our units with. And you know what, Mark? When they did that, we only had 6 rolls of paper towels left in our linen closet.
Their timing, right? Was perfect.
Yeah, so I think from a provision standpoint, it doesn't have to be $15,000 to support an apartment. If you have the means to do that and are moved to do that, absolutely. And we can unpack stories of how we're impacting families and serving families through those apartments. But it can also just be showing up and making a $10 monthly gift, right? Or even we just talk about the power of prayer. We haven't really spent our time today doing that, but just praying for Red Mountain Grace and for our guests and for our partners. It can be showing up, and I mentioned, you know, scrubbing toilets. Not everybody wants to scrub toilets, but you know, what gifts have you been given that you can leverage to give back and serve, you know, the families that we're on the front lines with traveling to Birmingham? So how do we love our neighbors?
Great points. And Liz, let's close out with you. And I didn't ask you what your background was, but I'd like to know, because it's always interesting to me to have people who are working in nonprofits and then they took this path to get to where they are, and your talents and your skills, you're using it now in a nonprofit. Not everybody says when they're younger, I want to be in a part of a nonprofit, that's not something that typically people say they want to do, children or young people. How did you get here?
So when I was 7 years old, I decided that I wanted to be a meteorologist and a dance teacher. And when I made it through undergrad, almost done, I realized after some internships, I didn't want that lifestyle. So I just kind of pivoted, finished all that out, took those skills, worked in broadcasting during grad school, and worked for a general contractor that actually built Children's Hospital. And loved the healthcare side of what they did. I just thought it was very interesting. I was just working in HR and marketing at the time. Ended up switching over to work for UAB on the university side, and then switched to the medical side in radiation oncology, and just felt like I needed to do something else with my life. You know, I joke that if I boiled my job down, it's fonts and colors, and that's not going to save a life ever. So you know, how can I channel that to have some purpose into what I'm doing and support people that are saving lives? My brother-in-law was diagnosed with leukemia when I worked for the general contractor in Birmingham. My family's fortunate enough, it was 17 minutes from their door to the ER doors at Children's. And we don't think about the families that don't have that luxury, but I met a lot of them during that time. And then I did keep up my dream of being a dance teacher. And I had a student that had to have a transplant, and her family had to uproot and move to Houston. They didn't have something like this while they were there, and it was a struggle for them financially and on a lot of levels. So to be a part of something where I've seen firsthand the need is really cool to me. And again, it's fonts and colors for me, talking and writing, but I do get to support the people that are supporting these families. And that's what I love about Red Mountain Grace.
And thank you for bringing the personal side out, how you've been affected. That's not always easy to do, to talk about your own personal experiences, but it also resonates with people who are listening to say, you know what, I had a friend, I had a classmate that had a child, or I have a buddy I worked with that needed this type of effort, and maybe they didn't get it. But moving forward, you can help to change that. And what we want to do now, Liz, is have you share about how you want people to connect with Red Mountain Grace, and as Austin talked about, connect through volunteering or donations, however a person decides that they fit.
Not to complicate things, but there, you know, Austin spoke on a lot of ways that, you know, we need support and we need resources. And we have a website, redmountaingrace.com. You can follow us on LinkedIn, Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, to, you know, go check out some of the stories and some of the families that we've been able to serve and have felt impacted by what we have done for them, which is just moving every time you hear those stories. But we have just some different areas that you can give back. So apartment adoption is one. We have right now a company that does that for us. We have a church that does that for us. We have individuals that do that for us. They adopt that apartment and make that commitment of $15,000 a year. So that covers most of our rent and utilities so that those families can stay. We have monthly donors, which we are, you know, the neighborhood. So they're the heartbeat. So they're providing all those funds that, you know, the necessary funds that we talked about for what we need to make everything move. To keep up, provide essentials. We need essentials. We need white towels. We need white twin and queen sheets. So that's not something that you can buy it at your house and it lasts a while. Doesn't have a lot of longevity with us, and that's a constant need for us. So if your love language is gift giving, we would love, you know, if you would gift us, you know, with something like that. It is just like better than Christmas when those things come through. And we need volunteers. So I think it's easy to go and like have a one-time taco night, you know, somewhere and give to those patients, but we don't, that's not how we operate. So we need people to clean. So if you are a stay-at-home mom with kids in school and you've got some free time, we would love to put you on that list when we have families. You know, we don't have like a regular cleaning schedule. So we have families, they get to go home. You know, finally, and they're excited, and then we've got to get that clean so we can get somebody else in and serve that next guest. So that's a huge need for us. And you know, we, you know, our guests love meals, they love interaction too. So there's a lot of ways to give back, and you can find those on our website, and we would love to talk with you. So if anyone has questions, message us, and I'd love to talk with you.
So redmountaingrace.com.
Correct.
Okay, redmountaingrace.com. You can also follow on Facebook, as I've done, Red Mountain Grace on Instagram and Facebook both. So look for Red Mountain Grace and follow. And Liz McCullough, thank you for joining me here on the show today. Appreciate you sharing with us, as well as you, Natalie. And Austin, thank you, buddy. We appreciate each and every one of you for joining this program today to bring awareness to this very special effort. And I hope that Mark White Show listeners will find a way to support it.
Thank you so much for having us. And again, if anyone has any questions, if you're intrigued, give us a message. I'll talk to you.
Perfect. Here on the Mark White Show, folks, we're recognizing difference makers and sharing their stories to encourage and inspire. What I want you to do is share the show with your family, your friends, and your neighbors. Let them know about the Mark White Show and what we're doing to make a difference in our communities around the country and the world. I want you to follow the Mark White Show on Facebook and Instagram and subscribe to the Mark White Show podcast wherever you get your podcast. You have been listening to an on-location edition of the Mark White Show from Red Mountain Grace in Birmingham, Alabama. And this is Mark White, encouraging you to find your purpose by making a difference in someone's life today.
There are moments in life you wish you could capture forever. Alabama the Beautiful is a new online magazine that preserves images from sweet home Alabama. Yours anytime, online, every month. Where the eye captures the moment, and it really does last forever.
Be sure to check out AlabamaTheBeautifulMagazine.com.
Thompson Roofing and Construction is a locally owned family business serving the North Alabama and Southern Tennessee area. They are a Better Business Bureau A-plus member since 2011 and a GAF Master Elite Contractor. Give them a call at 256-952-3309 or check them out on the web at 256roofing.com. They offer free inspections.
Thompson Roofing and Construction.
Mr. Cecil Batchelor is the one that started this business as Dependable Service Center. And even though now it's Green's Dependable Hardware and we're a true value store, our tagline is still Your Dependable Service Center. We've tried to keep that alive for all these years. Mr. Batchelor really started a good business. We're really excited to be carrying on a long-standing tradition. It's the oldest retail store in the city of Russellville. We're Green's Dependable Hardware, 15220A Highway 43 in Russellville, Alabama. We're right behind McDonald's or right across the street from the hospital. Number is 256-331-0123.
The Dependable Service Center.
Is it time for a haircut? Give my friend Philip Butler at Southwind Barbershop a call, located in Rogersville, Alabama. You can call him at 256-247-5658. Make an appointment or just walk in. That's Southwind Barbershop in Rogersville, Alabama.
With over 19 vitamins and minerals, pecans are a nutritional powerhouse. And just like with any produce, you want the freshest pecans possible for all that nutritional goodness. Shop with the Alabama Pecan Company for the best quality in raw pecans, pressed pecan oil, fresh pecan butter, and so many delicious snacks. Give your 2023 a healthy and tasty start by shopping with the Alabama Pecan Company. Shop online at alabamapeconco.com or stop and visit them in their Mercantile and Cafe located on Highway 87 South in Sampson, Alabama. That's the Alabama Pecan Company.
When they go passing by, who live and love in my hometown. Ah, these are my kind of people.